month on Hot 91.9, it's Mandela Day, every day. Hot Cares is reaching out to make a meaningful difference in the lives of those around us.
We've been changing lives. We've been trying to change lives for the entire month, and we're going to continue through to the end of the month in the spirit of Nelson Mandela and his legacy. He would have been 100 this month had he still been with us, but we are living the spirit of the great man who was our first Democratic president. It's good afternoon to Fiona. Hello, Fiona.
Hello.
Now, listen, Fiona, you have no idea really why I'm phoning, apart from being told to stand by your phone, right?
That's right. And I know my daughter's been, Shannon, has been up to something.
She has indeed. You know what? You're a very special lady. I've read all about you. You're a very special lady.
Thank you. I think I've been very blessed.
I think you have. And I think your daughter is very proud of you. Listen, I need to tell our listeners a little bit about you this afternoon, if you'll just give me a minute to do so. Are you okay with that?
Of course.
Okay. So you started life, Fiona, even though you're bubbly on the phone at the moment, with a rather a bump would might, you know, like it wasn't a great start. I mean, you nearly died. In fact, you did die at birth, and then the doctors managed to resuscitate you, right?
Yes, something like that.
Not,
I can't remember.
Yeah, no, of course you can't. Anyway, be that as it may, you were in ICU. And you were there for 3 months, but unfortunately you did develop cerebral palsy, but you managed to pull through and you're here today to tell the story. You're alive and you're well, and you've obviously got a family.
That's right, yes.
The other thing, though...
Two children and four grandchildren.
Look at you.
Very busy.
Two children and four grandchildren. But of course, cerebral palsy, I mean, we all know this, it's poor muscle tone, bone density is not good. And in actual fact, doctors and the professionals say that many people who unfortunately start off with cerebral palsy don't actually live much beyond 40.
Exactly, I believe so.
But with incredible tenacity, at 66 years old, and I'm sorry, I don't usually say ladies' age, but you'll forgive me just for this one instance if you don't mind.
No, and with pleasure.
You remain mentally and physically strong, coping with everyday life. I'd just like to point out that although Fiona's quite humble here on the phone and saying that she's quite lucky in life, she's got cerebral palsy. She's never, ever had to go in a wheelchair. She gets herself around. You go to Northgate Shopping Centre. You drive yourself there. The security guards know exactly who you are. They rush up to give you a trolley every time you go there. And basically, you're there and you're about and, you know, you look after yourself, right?
Exactly.
Now, I also believe that medical aid won't cover for essential sessions that you require, because you actually do need to go for more sessions now at the biokineticist. Is that correct? Twice weekly?
That's correct, Simon, yes.
And what's the story? They're not willing to pay for that?
They pay a very minimal amount because you can't, it's not an essential service, biokinetics, as far as they're concerned, even though doctors and, have tried over the years to help me, assist me by putting in badges to the medical aid and so on, and, to no avail.
Well, you know...
It's just becoming very expensive, so it's very difficult to manage it, you know what I mean?
Well, I think, you know what, here's my feeling, is you have brought children into this world, you've struggled your way through, you haven't really asked for anything, you've done it all yourself, you've got grandchildren, you're a proud granny, you're a proud mum, and
Absolutely. Yeah,
things are getting a little tough at the moment, it's time to give back to you a little bit. I think that we're going to help you out with Hot Cares.
Oh, that's just wonderful. Thank you.
No problem at all. We actually got hold of a lady called May Hurd. She is a biokineticist from NHC Medical and Dental Care Center in Bryanston. And Fiona, she's going to give you free visits from now all the way through to the end of the year. Sorted.
That's fantastic. Thank you very, very much indeed. Gosh, that's just fantastic. Thank you.
Let me tell you you are an inspiration to many Joburgers, because you just get out there and do it. And I think that we'd like to say thank you to your daughter, Shannon, for alerting us to you. And next time I get to see you at the Northgate Shopping Centre, I'll personally come and say hello, like all those security guards do every time you drive in there. Well done.
I'd love that, Simon. Thank you very much. And thank you very, very much indeed to the lady as well.
No problem.
Okay.
Great to have you on the radio. Thank you, Fiona. Have a wonderful weekend.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye now.
This month, Hot Cares on Hot 91.9 is touching 100 lives with your help. Together, we're making a meaningful difference in the lives of those around us.